from the St. Ignatius Chapel at the Manresa Jesuit Spiritual Renewal Center in Pickering, Ontario. The National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Welcome to the celebration of this daily televised Mass. My name is Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from the late Carol Pallison of North Vancouver, British Columbia. This Mass is being offered in memory of Carol herself, her deceased husband, Harold Pallison, and other deceased family members. Our thanks go out to the late Carol Pallison and family for making it possible for tens of thousands of faithful across Canada and across the world to be a partakers of this beautiful celebration. And as we begin this Eucharist now, let us call to mind our sins. Let us ask the Lord, the God of mercy and compassion, to forgive us. Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the light to all nations. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the salt of the earth. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who manifest your almighty power, above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Haggai. In the second year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, and say, who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Is it not in your sight as nothing? Yet now take courage, O Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Take courage, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord. Work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts, according to the promise that I made you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit abides among you. Do not fear, for thus says the Lord of hosts. Once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, so that the treasure of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord of hosts." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Defend my cause.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once when Jesus was praying alone with only his disciples near him, he asked them, "Who do crowds say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others that one of the ancient prophets has arisen." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "The Messiah of God." Jesus sternly ordered and commanded them not to tell anyone, saying, "The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our first reading is a rather dramatic picture of the prophet Haggai in front of the ruler of Judah, Zerubbabel, and the high priest, Joshua. The high priest held a very important position. He pretty well commanded the people as much as the governor. And Haggai paints a picture and he challenges them. "You have just come back from exile. Are you going to rebuild the temple?" The temple was built by Solomon in 957 BCE, before the Christian era. And when Solomon had built that temple, he had help from the governor of Tyre. Tyre today is in Lebanon. They got cypress trees, they got cedar trees, they floated them down the Mediterranean until they came to Jaffa, and from Jaffa they were brought to Jerusalem, and then he built this magnificent temple. But he didn't stop there. He covered the floor and the walls and the pillars with gold. It was something magnificent. The reason I'm telling you all this is because this is the challenge that the prophet Haggai will give to Zerubbabel and give to Joshua. Can you build a temple like that one? It was there for 450 plus years, just before you were taken into exile. Will you be able to remember the beauty and the glory of that temple? Will you be able to build a temple, or will yours be just a cardboard copy? It is something to provoke, almost like you have these puppet shows, you know, when the villain is caught by the policeman and the puppet turns to the little children and says, "I am innocent." And they say, "No, you are not." And he turns around and he says, "I am." And they say, "No, you're not." And that's exactly what Haggai is doing to the people. Can you really build this? We have been having all sorts of disasters in this world. Tsunamis, tornadoes, hurricanes that have destroyed cities. And what has happened at the end of it all? the people have got together and rebuilt their cities, sometimes with help from the federal agency, sometimes from outside. But the most remarkable one in my experience has been the one in Japan when the tsunami took off that east coast. The Japanese themselves just sat down together, they buckled back again, and they built something even more beautiful and even stronger than before. There's always a resilience in the people, but there always has to be some divine assistance. And we heard in that reading, that first reading, God says, I will make the seas and the lands and the mountains shake and tremble. I own all the things. I own the silver and the gold. And that is what Haggai is telling them. God is on your side. If you are going to build, you need God's help. If we are going to have any change of heart, if we are going to have any change of mentality, change of attitude, it has to come from divine assistance. And God does not back off. God is always there at our side. And that is what Haggai keeps on telling us. You and I have had that experience very recently. Only at the end of August, we have found the whole coastline of California caught up with fire, a fire that went all the way to Lake Tahoe, British Columbia, and the town of Littleton, all destroyed. We've had fires in Greece that has destroyed several islands, in France, floods in Germany. And on each time, we wonder, has God abandoned us? But God has always been there at our side. The same God that continues to give us the strength, the energy to rebuild again. A lot of evangelists, unfortunately, use this as an occasion in order to frighten people. This is a punishment for your sins. The fact is, God cannot and will not take any satisfaction from our disasters. But God calls us and God sends us the Holy Spirit to help us and to strengthen us. This cycle of destruction and rebuilding is a cycle that takes place in our everyday life and in our personal lives as well. It's not only in the society in which I live, I can see it happening in my everyday life. In the morning, I'll feel everything is all right, everything is copacetic. By the afternoon, some disaster or the other, and I'm saying, what has happened, Lord? You were there with me in the morning, and where have you disappeared? And then I get that peace and consolation that God alone can give us. And then I realize I can do something. It's the same Holy Spirit that continues to be in our lives today. When leaders, both civil and within the church, do not live up to their promises and their commitments, when there's corruption, when there's favoritism, when there's nepotism, God will always send men and women like Prophet Haggai to challenge us to get back on the right track. In the 13th century, we had St. Francis of Assisi, St. Anthony, St. Dominic, St. Chiara, or St. Clare, as we better know her, who challenged the people to live the life that God has called them to, the life that Jesus challenged us in the gospel. Empty yourselves out, go sell everything, give it to the poor, and come and follow me. And these were the saints that did it. Three centuries later, when we had Calvin and Luther and Zwingli, and people were wondering where exactly or what exactly we believe in, God raised up people like St. Philip Neri, St. Ignatius of Loyola, Mary Ward, and people that would challenge us to live up to our expectations and our challenges. And then in our own time, we have had the Vatican Council. If we only had lived up to that. But so many of us begin to be just like Jerubbabel and just like Joshua. We can't do it. We are unable to do it. We don't realize that God is on our side, not against us. And that is our challenge, to be able to change our mindset, to change our way of living. And that can happen through the intercession and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we see that in the gospel today. When Jesus tells them, who do people say that I am? It's not Jesus was asking for his identity. He knew who he was. But he says, if you think that I'm the Messiah, then your lifestyle has to change. You have to show in your action that you truly believe that I'm the Messiah. You have to show in your actions that this is a church that cares, that is compassionate, that is bothered about those on the fringes of society. We cannot afford to be insular, self-seeking, and putting ourselves first. This is the challenge that you and I have today. We have Prophet Haggai in the olden days. We have Pope Francis today. But don't look to Pope Francis and other people. We have them right within our church. I'd ask you to look around and identify the men and women that continue to challenge us to be more Christ-like day by day. God bless you all. Would you join me now as we pray together? We pray for all those in the daily televised Mass community who are dedicated to the care of the sick. May they receive the grace to continue their ministry of compassion and caring with hope and with joy. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving and gracious God, grant us the grace to have our eyes open to see, our ears open to hear, and our hearts to be generous to your call and to the needs of people around us, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this wine and water, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, be pleased to accept these gifts that we offer to you with humble and with contrite hearts. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that this our sacrifice be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant us, merciful God, that our offerings may find acceptance with you, that through it the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, Jesus stretched out his hand as he endured his passion so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. Remember Carol and Harold Pallison, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant a peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Peace be with you.
Love.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us and all our dear ones unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May this heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us in mind and body, that we may be co-heirs in the glory with Christ, to whose suffering we are united whenever we proclaim his death. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Go now in the peace of Christ to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.